जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जाना वाला गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी 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 जय ओम विश्वपार परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदश सहित वाइन ग्रह से श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिविदानंद स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन बिबड़ी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोदश सहित वाइन ग्रह से श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की, नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की, श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की, ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की, श्री मथुरा धाम की, श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम जत जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगा मैया की, जमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे समवेत भक्तवृंद की, श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 52 टेक्स्ट 37। श्री रुक्मिणी उवाच श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदरा शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्णविवरैर् हरतो अंगतापं रूपं दृशां दृशिमतां अखिलार्थ लाभम त्वयि अच्युताविशति चित्तम अपत्रपम मे। श्री रुक्मिणी उवाच श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदर शृण्वतां ते श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर्हरतोऽङ्गतापम् निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर्हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपं दृशां दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् रूपं दृशां दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् त्वयि अच्युताविशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे त्वयि अच्युताविशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे। श्रीरुक्मिण्युवाच श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर्हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपं दृशां दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् त्वयि अच्युताविशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुन्दर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर्हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपां दृशां दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् त्वय्यच्युता विशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे. श्रीरुक्मिण्युवाच श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुन्दर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर्हरतोऽङ्गतापम् रूपं दृशां दृशिमतामखिलार्थलाभम् माताजीस श्री रुक्मिणी उवाच श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुन्दर शृण्वतां ते द्रूपां दृशामखिलार्थलाभम् त्वय्यच्युता विशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे. श्री रुक्मिणी उवाच. श्री रुक्मिणी सेड श्रुत्वा हियरिंग गुणान द क्वालिटीज भुवन ऑफ ऑल द वर्ल्ड्स सुंदर ओ ब्यूटी शृण्वताम फॉर दोज हू हियर ते योर निर्विश्य Having entered Karna of the ears, Vivarai by the orifices, Harataha removing Anga of their bodies, Tapam the pain, Rupam the beauty, Drisham of the sense of sight, Drishimatam of those who have eyes, Akhila total Artha of the fulfillment of desires, Labham the obtaining, Twai in you, Achyuta O infallible Krishna, Avishati is entering, Chittam mind, apatrapam, shameless, me, my. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Rukmini said in her letter, as read by the Brahmana, O beauty of the worlds, having heard of your qualities which enter the ears of those who hear and remove their bodily distress, and having also heard of your beauty, which fulfills all the visual desires of those who see, I have fixed my shameless mind upon you, O Krishna. Purport. Rukmini was a king's daughter, courageous and bold, and furthermore, she would rather die than lose Krishna. Considering all this, she wrote a frank, explicit letter begging Krishna to come and take her away. वन्देयं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया చక్షురోన్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మయ్యం దాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఇట్ సేస్ హియర్ శ్రీ రుక్మిణి వాచ, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్స్ అ బ్రాహ్మణ స్పీకింగ్. దిస్ అండ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ 5 or 6 వర్సెస్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ద అప్ టు టెక్స్ట్ 43. సో 37 to 43 ఇస్ ద యాక్చువల్ లెటర్ సెండ్ బై రుక్మిణి. ద స్టోరీ సో ఫార్, Krishna has taken the leadership position as Dwarkadhish. He is staying in Dwarka. And Vidarbha is a far away kingdom. Now Krishna's horses, which were very swift, they took one night from Dwarka to Vidarbha. So, we do have the same places even in Kali Yuga, but we might get sometimes confused about the distance between them, because we do have Vidarbha in Maharashtra and Dwarka is in Gujarat state. So, Vidarbha was ruled by King Bhishmak, and he had this beautiful daughter Rukmini and 4 sons. This is all the gold family. All are Rukmini, Rukmi, Rukmavati, all beginning with gold. Even today we have Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. They have Hira Lal, Moti Lal. They give their names because that's what they value in life. So that tradition still continues of naming your kids about some with some reference to some precious metals or precious stones. So Rukmi, one of the eldest brother, he decided to become the chairman of the committee to get Rukmini married. Self-appointed. He just told his father that, I have found a match for our sister and that's it. Now the father looks like a simple person. Although he was also knowing about Krishna and Rukmini had set her heart on Krishna. We don't exactly know how, but these things do get immediately noticed. So, before even there could be some discussion about the pros and cons of Rukmini marrying Krishna, her brother had decided that no. Shishupal is a much better choice. Srila Rupa Goswami, in one of his works, he has given this letter of Rukmini to, maybe it's a drama or something where Rukmini intercepts the message sent by Rukmi, where he says, give my sister to Shishupal. So the wording is, I don't remember the exact Sanskrit, but Shishupal, the word comes there. And Rukmini is so clever, she changes the first she to pa. So it becomes Pashupal. That is Krishna. Gopal, we always have this name. So that's one of the... That's how clever Rukmini was. His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj, in his Bhagavad Katha, he cites many acharyas as to how these seven verses, they are very dear to devotees. And this is exactly how Rukmini wrote. Like when we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything is rhyming, it is made into a nice poetical format. Prithivite achejata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoiba mora nam. Now it may not be exactly the way somebody might have said it, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has put it in a poetical format. Same is the case with the Bhagavatam, that the narrative is taken care of by the compiler of the book, but there are certain things which are kept as they are. And this is exactly what Rukmini wrote. So, she tried to talk with her brother, she tried to talk sense into her brother, but then when she came to the understanding that he's going to be very convinced about his decision, and who wants to marry Shishupal of all people? He was known as a Krishna hater. In fact, the very first syllable which came from his mouth was an expletive against Krishna. Abuse word. Imagine the first thing which, like, today during Japa time, there was a small kid here who could barely speak. It was, something like that, or mostly, mummy, amma, I, papa, that's what kids speak. Shishupal started speaking abuse words towards Krishna. I mean, imagine the first word which comes is, I don't need to imagine what it could be, you can understand fairly well. Thus began the stage of making some sounds. And after that, it would just be one after another, some snide remark, some criticism, some abuse. And then, he happened to be a cousin of Krishna's. He was not some enemy, some faraway person. So his mother was very concerned. And she told Krishna that, grant me one concession that you will never kill your brother. So Krishna said 100 offenses, that means 100 verbal abuses, all of which they deserve capital punishment. That means I can kill him. If he does that in a row, I'll kill him. So Shishupal, it is said that he would go on saying, but he would stop before 100. And then he would start again a new series again. So the envy which Shishupal feels for Krishna, there is a beautiful BBT painting where Krishna's Sudarshan Chakra has sliced off his neck. You can see, you can feel the envy in his eyes, in his, the way he has clenched his teeth. I mean, it's a Rajasuya sacrifice and Agra Puja. Agra means first. Who should be given the chance to be worshipped first? And Sahadev just gets up and says, I think it should be Krishna. And Bhishma and others, they say, well said, very good, very good. Shishupal gets up. And he says, what has happened to this assembly? I mean, all of you old people, you have become senile, no problem. But you are listening to this idiot, this young fellow. I mean, what intelligence that he has? I mean, you can say that you are lost for choice, you don't have anybody in your midst. I mean, he was saying, I am there, first of all. So, if forced, I can take that service, if you all feel it necessary. But, how can you think of Krishna? I mean, how can somebody's intelligence go so low that you start seeing good qualities in him? What good qualities does he have? And then one after another. And this time, the momentum was so great that it went from 91, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He made his century. And at that time, Krishna Sudarshan Chakra just came like lightning, sliced off his head. People had to see just before beginning of an auspicious sacrifice, somebody being killed like that. Now, somebody is envying you, somebody is jealous of you, and you kill him for something he or she has done. Parikshit Maharaj is very intelligent to notice that. He says to Shukdev Goswami, wait. Just because somebody has caused you to become angry and you respond by killing him, this doesn't suit the personality of Godhead. How can he show favors? There are no favorites for God. I'm confused. How can he be angry? This one question as to how can God take sides? God has to be impartial. Now this is one thing which many devotees or many people in their lives, it's very difficult unless we have proper guidance. Practically the whole seventh canto begins with this one question. How can God take sides? In fact, later we find Hiranyakashipu arguing that how can Vishnu take sides? I mean, we want to take away his property, we want to take away everything from him, but he can't be our enemy. So demons, they feel that, see, we are demons, we are asuras, what can we do about it? But you can't fight us. So Shukdev Maharaj, Shukdev Goswami Maharaj then gives an elaborate understanding of, please try to understand, O King. I'll briefly touch this point. Krishna really does not hate anyone. He explains himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Na me dveshyosti na priyaha. I have nobody, I can't say I hate somebody and I can't say I love somebody. Even in human society, we do have certain professions which theoretically have to follow this particular rule. A magistrate, he can't say, okay, this is something between my son and somebody opposite him, so I release my son, because you know, he is my son, so how can I punish him? He says, hey, wait.
If he is your son, then better you don't be the magistrate. Let somebody else be. Even in some good corporates, there is something called, you have to disclose whether you have any interest in this matter. Interest doesn't mean just technical interest, whether you have any financial interest in this matter. If you have, you are not fit to sit there. A surgeon cannot say that, I will not cut up my uncle's body or my father's body because that's sin. No, you are a surgeon. You are supposed to be just treating the disease. So, magistrates, surgeons, like the law and order, it is expected that they have to be neutral. Prabhupada gives the simple examples. In the course of a day, in a day's work, a magistrate may send somebody to 6 years in jail and may award somebody 1 lakh rupees in damages. Now, what was the reason that he is saying somebody should be put in jail and somebody should be given 1 lakh as damages, some relief? It is not the magistrate who has started the whole process. The magistrate is the end point of the process. Something has begun with the person, isn't it? He or she started something, therefore he lands in jail. Who is sending me to jail? So the prisoner, now he is a convict. Previously he was accused. Now he is a convicted criminal. If you ask him, who caused your misery? He will say, this magistrate. Look at me now. 6 years now I have to be in jail. All because of this person. That's completely wrong. In fact, the law would say, you yourself have put yourself in jail. He's only ensuring that you stay there. It is your act, your action that has caused you. So, asuras like Shishupal or Hiranyakashipu, when they accuse Vishnu, Krishna of being partial, he's not partial. Krishna has made this whole universe. He is the creator of this cosmos. And if he wants to take care of it properly, can he be accused of being partial? Like a person who has 6 employees and on payday he pays them. Okay, you come in a queue and I'll give you a salary. Now just because people are standing in line and they are getting money, it doesn't mean that any outsider can also stand in line and also get a pay packet. You have to have done something for getting that salary. So the demigods are like Krishna's official servants. They are in charge of these universal matters. So when they say, Pahi Pahi Maam, O Vishnu, please protect us. It is Vishnu's duty to protect them because they are doing his, they are working on behalf of Vishnu. So the first thing a asura doesn't understand is, who is the proprietor? And if we also don't understand, we may be mini asuras. We may not be big ones with fangs and clubs and, you know, like Kali Yuga, you cannot expect asuras to be that, you know, very healthy also. But Kali Yuga asuras can write books. Their weapon is, their sword is the pen. There is no god. I haven't seen any god. So this is how asuras deny the proprietorship of Krishna. How does one know the proprietorship? How do you? You may say, from the day I was born till today, I haven't seen anybody coming and claiming the entire world or whatever. So how do I know? I haven't seen anything written on the moon that this belongs to Krishna, or the sun, or the Himalayas, or anywhere. Normally, if somebody has his property, he puts a sign. This thing belongs to Ramesh Naik. Trespassers will be prosecuted. Haven't you seen that? People like to put up this kind of sin, sign. Krishna has not put any such thing anywhere in the universe. But one line from the Ishopanishad has to be taken into consideration. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. So you may say sarvam. A person may say, okay, Krishna wants to claim the sun is his property, given. The moon belongs to him, take it. All the oceans belong to him, no problem, sir, no problem. But if you say, this shirt you are wearing belongs to him, that's not possible. I purchased it with my own money. But how did you get money? I worked at a job. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, your body which worked properly belongs to me. But I passed an exam. Your intelligence belongs to me. But I passed with flying colors. I'm the top 90%. That teja belongs to me. Buddhir buddhimatam asmi. Tejas tejas vinamaham. Paurusham nrishu. The ability in man is me. Your body is made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. Mind, intelligence, ego. Bhinna me prakriti ashtada. How do you escape that? Karl Marx, one of the major thinkers of the last century, he was very angry with religion. And still there are many people who feel that do good, be good, don't tell lies, be clean, be honest. Why do we need God for these kind of simple human qualities? The big debate always goes on. Can we be moral without being God conscious? And they say people who are so called God conscious are so immoral. So some people do immorality outside, some do in a closeted way. And Prabhupada very, very strongly would, he always takes this thing whenever it comes in a purport. Without Krishna consciousness, you cannot have good qualities. Good qualities are like pearls. And Krishna consciousness is like the thread. So many times the question is, should I have a quest for the thread first or the pearls first? If you just get all the good qualities and later you may try to get the thread, but within that time perhaps you may lose the pearls. But if you get the thread first and then you strive to cultivate, it's not like just because you have a thread, that means you also have a pearl necklace. Each pearl has to be earned and put in that thread. And Prabhupada used to give the example of Mrigari, the hunter, how he got good qualities. He had his own experience with preaching in America. He said, all these boys and girls, they were addicted to so many bad qualities. But after chanting, they gave it away. So, morality cannot survive if there is no father of morality. And this is one point also emphasized by Sanjay when he is talking to Dhritarashtra. The last verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. Wherever you find Krishna and his devotee Arjuna, Tatra Shri Vijaya Niti. There you will find opulence, victory and morality, which is most important. Tatra Shrir Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama. Dhruva, I am saying with confidence, 100%, Wherever there is Krishna and his devotee, and the devotee is taking guidance from Krishna, you will find that. So, Rukmini Devi, knowing that she can't argue with her brother, she decides to take the matter in her own hands. And she writes a letter. These are the first lines. She has to introduce herself as to how do I know you and how did I come to know about you. The Brahmana is sent that please go post haste as fast as you can. Now Brahmanas are not supposed to be good horse riders or whatever, but somehow he came, he got entry into the Dwarka palace. He said, I have something very, very urgent. The guards brought him inside. Krishna was sitting on his throne. Seeing the Brahmana, Krishna first of followed all the proper etiquette, that whatever respect you have to give to a Brahmana, he gave him. And he says, wherever Brahmanas are satisfied, that kingdom also is very prosperous. Now, you tell me if there is anything which you would like me to know. And it's in strict confidence, don't worry. So some acharyas say that the Brahmana gave Krishna that this is what I have from my queen, from my princess rather. And Krishna opened it and started reading. Or some opine that he said, you read. I have full faith in you. Whatever you have brought, you will read the exact thing. So you read. So the Brahmana started reading, and this is what Rukmini says. O beauty of the worlds, she calls Krishna Sundar, Bhuvana Sundar, Shrutva Gunan, Bhuvana Sundar. I heard about your qualities. I heard about you, Shrutva Gunan, that you are like the epitome of all good qualities, and sadhus and sons, they would all come and they would speak about you. Shrinvatam, I heard about them. Nirvishya Karna Vivarair, Karna is our ear, Vivara is that hole, ear hole. Nirvishya Karna Vivarair, and that's how your good qualities have entered into my ear. Srila Prabhupada used to tell a simple story of a village thief who was desperate for getting something. He went to a house, got some maybe utensils or something, not even some valuable, put them in a bundle, started running away. And people came to know that there's a thief here, so they ran after him. Thief, 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 pakdo, pakdo, catch him, catch him. And he started running away. He crossed that village boundary, went to the other village. There was a forest area. So he dropped everything what he had stolen there and was desperately looking for, what do I do now? And there was some katha going on. And he very quietly went and sat there, just like one of the people who are very intently hearing Bhagavat katha. So, one eye on the katha speaker, one eye on this particular spot where he had put everything, and ears very alert as to what's happening behind. And he came to know after some time, people came and started asking, did you see anybody running away from this way? And people said, no, no. So he could see that now they have all left, all clear. Then he starts to hear about what the subject matter is, and the speaker starts talking about gold necklaces, silver necklaces, gold, silver ornaments, pearls, rubies, diamonds. And he says, hey, he's talking about Atma, Anatma, Paramatma, and suddenly he goes into jewels. All these jewels are put on a small boy, and he's just tending calves and cows on the banks of the Yamuna. And he's such a sweet looking boy, tender, very, very beautiful. So he's thinking, rather than stealing utensils and small things, one such job and I'm done for life. The katha ends, everybody goes away. So he goes to the katha vachak and says, Maharaj, I have a small query. Now, whenever somebody comes with a query, you feel very happy that at least somebody was listening. That's one certificate you get, that at least one person was listening. So he said, yes, you mentioned a boy. How, what is his age? About 6 or 7. Very good. Oh, very good, 6 or 7. And he has all these ornaments? He said, yes. Who puts them on? He says, his mother. Oh, that means he must be very rich. What's his name? So he says, he has so many thousands of names. He's called Govinda, Gopal, Damodar, Shyam Sundar. He says, that could be tricky. One name is good enough, but he has many. So Govind, Gopal, Damodar, Shyam Sundar stays in Vrindavan on the banks of the Yamuna. Thank you very much. Now he wanted to know what exactly he is asking, but by the time the thief had left, and he starts his journey up north. He knows it's very long. So gradually he reaches up to Mathura, and then he asks them, Vrindavan, Yamuna. All the time he has to remember the names, lest he forget. So he's chanting, Govind Gopal Damodar, Govind Gopal Damodar Shyam Sundar. At last he comes to the stage where they say, just beyond this area is Yamuna. So he says, careful, patience. Then he asks about this small boy. And some people are like amazed that you want to find him? He said, yes. He said, you'll find him there. So he goes there and starts looking, and there's no one. So he says, I have come all the way. This is the same Yamuna and Vrindavan. And hey Damodar, hey Gopal, hey Shyam Sundar, where are you? Very intently he says, how can that person tell lies? He has to tell the truth. There has to be some boy like that. And he hears the ankle bells, looks behind. There he is, standing in front of him, a small boy, very chubby looking, very beautiful, complexion like the rain cloud, with a flute in his hand, a small stick. He says, very good. So are you Damodar, are you Shyam Sundar, are you Gopal? He says, yes, these are my names. He says, you are very beautiful and your ornaments are very beautiful. So, would you give them to me? He said, oh no, my mother will be very angry. So in his mind he's thinking, we can take care of that. By the time, through all this chanting of Krishna's names, pinpointedly thinking of Krishna, suddenly a different thought takes over his mindset. He said, I don't think it will be nice to take away this boy's jewels. And then Krishna himself asks him, are you thinking of something? He said, you are the bigger thief. You have completely stolen my mind. Now I don't feel like stealing anything from you. Now this story is quite famous, and therefore it has many versions. Prabhupada just takes the simple version that he didn't steal anything. He went back and he became a big devotee and was very happy. He gave up stealing, of course. The first thing is, he heard about Krishna from a proper authority. There are more than 350 times that this sentence comes in Prabhupada's purports and Prabhupada's works, hearing about Krishna. I just did that today morning. You just type in hearing about Krishna, put in inverted commas, so it forces folio to search these three words in consecutive order. Right from the Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 5th purport, Dhyana Yoga. Prabhupada says, the beginning of anybody's Krishna consciousness is through hearing. There is no other solution. And this hearing has to be from the proper source. So your research work should not be as to whether this particular person is a good speaker or a bad speaker. Your research should be whether he is a proper authority to speak on Krishna. Because Sanatana Goswami Pad, he cautions us that you might get somebody singing about Krishna, but if that person is envious, all that he is pouting forth could be like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. So instead of getting milk, you could be getting poison in your body. So the first process is Shrutva. You hear about the qualities of Krishna. The more you think of, the more you hear about Krishna, Prabhupada guarantees that a stage comes where you feel attached. That is described as Pareshanubhuti. The 11th canto has a verse, Bhakti Paresh Anubhava Viraktir Anyatra Syat. Paresh, para is the superior potency, the internal potency. Paresh, the transcendental world, and the one who is the lord of the transcendental worlds. Paresha Anubhava. An actual realization of who that Paresh is. So bhakti is Paresha Anubhava. Bhakti gives you Paresha Anubhava. Virakti Anyatra Syat. You get, okay, it's like this. You get devotion, you get understanding of who Krishna is, and you get detachment from material things. All three happen at the same time. You may say, how is that possible? So, this is the Navayogendra speaking. Tushti pushti kshudhapayo anughasam. Tushti is satisfaction. You see a nice feast. And you say, okay, I'm satisfied at least by seeing this. Pushti, as you eat, you feel nourished. Kshudha apayo, your hunger gets satisfied. So there's a fasting day, 12 hours, I mean up to 12, fasting till 12 noon. And then you sit for your honoring prasad. And you have taken your first puri or first laddu or whatever. And somebody asks you, is this giving you satisfaction now, or giving you nourishment now, or is it decreasing your hunger? You may say, I don't know, let me eat first. And after the meal, after you have enjoyed your prasad, you feel all three are there. I don't know whether this was first or this was second. All three are, I have all three now. I'm satisfied, I'm nourished, my hunger has gone away. So similarly, bhakti process is, the sadhana process is like that. You want devotion, you get devotion. You want to realize who Krishna is, you get that realization. And you also want to be getting, you also want detachment from matter. You get all three at the same time. That is the Ashirvachan of the Navayogendras. Another benefit of hearing about Krishna is that when this attachment is full, you are completely spiritual, something very rare happens. Srila Prabhupada used to very, very strongly criticize Mayavad for trying to become one with Krishna. This oneness is oneness without devotion, number one. This oneness is generated from the idea that dasyatva, servitude, is bad. Better let me join the top rank, because there I'll be safe. If I am down there, people would, you know, tread over me. I would be, used up by anybody. I would be exploited. So why in this material world is there this mad craze for the number one spot? There are many reasons. We are jealous, we are selfish. But one another like corollary of this process is, I wish to be safe. I don't want to be exploited. If I am up there, nobody can touch me. So that is why, like somebody says, get the first rank, then you can choose any university you want to. Otherwise they will exploit you. So you exploit them before they exploit you. That's how this world runs. This is the fuel for this world. Unfortunately, this urge to become number one, Prabhupada says, even continues in the spiritual realm. Where you check out, there are so many gods, demigods, and so many people. And then some Vedic passage says, Vishnu is Paramam, Vishnu is Supreme. Little better me, let me become Vishnu then. Now it's not strictly possible to become Vishnu. Giriraj Maharaj was preaching, distributing books when he was a brahmachari. And one evening he came back to Prabhupada and said, today one man was chewing my brains, he was arguing all the time again and again. I want to become God. Do you have any process? I want to become God. So Prabhupada said, you tell him, there is already one God and the position is full. It's already filled up. There is no vacancy anywhere. So people feel just like presidents, dictators, they come and go. Similarly, God also has somehow captured this position. In fact, one query among youngsters, who appointed him God? I mean, there was a time, right, when there was no God. And Krishna said, okay, I am beautiful, I am famous, I am powerful, I am knowledgeable, I am this and that. So, I am taking this post. Any objections? And then you see his chakra in hand. Any objections? Who can have any objection? Prabhupada answers this in the Krishna book introduction. Krishna is not a god who is manufactured in the mystic factory. Like this mystic yoga shibirs and all this soham, soham, soham. Soham, the Sanskrit is saha, he, aham, me, I want to become him. Now, Sita is with Ram. What is the meaning of Ravana kidnapping Sita? I want to become Ram. If he is enjoying Sita, why can't I? Especially when he is so weak and he is practically a beggar, a refugee in the forest. So similarly, this is that demoniac seed that somehow there was a post available for God. This fellow went and captured it. Now if I unseat him, I will be able to sit on that post. What for? Will you be able to do the job that God does? Like Hiranyakashipu, he wanted the top spot. But for what purpose? He wanted to put the whole thing upside down. The more you perform sacrifices, the more you go to hell. And the more you break the regulative principles, the more you will be promoted. He said, after all, it's only some software, isn't it? Send some of your own people and change the code there and that's it. The current coding is sacrifices send you up, sins send you down. So all you need is just to change the codes. So the more sacrifices you do, you go to hell. And the more you break the regulative principles, you are promoted upstairs. So, Prabhupada says, every time the demons, they do this kind of, and every demon you find does a unique kind of mischief. They never repeat their previous mistakes. And that's where the beauty lies. Every demon, the next one feels that the previous ones were all idiots. They didn't know how to do it. I know. So I am going to kill Vishnu in a very unique way. And this goes on and on and on. Asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani. Krishna says, I give. Now again, you may say, I give, oh, Krishna puts me in hell. No. You have that desire. So because of your desire, Krishna fulfills it. Sounds cruel, like Krishna sending somebody into lower and lower and lower and lower and lower yonis. That also is an aspect of Krishna's mercy. Because a big demoniac mentality without any power doesn't suit Krishna's purpose. But big demoniac mentality and huge material power, that demon then becomes suitable to become an opponent for Krishna. In some later match, some later tournament. So Krishna makes somebody powerful, good enough for his requirement. And then Krishna kills him. And when that person is killed by Krishna, all his sins are eradicated. That's how merciful Krishna is. Rupa Goswami describes him, Hatari Gati Dayaka. One who liberates his own enemies. This is beyond you and me. We can't liberate our enemies. So that is the greatness of Krishna. So regarding this thing called trying to become the number one, Prabhupada said, just see the magic. A devotee, when he becomes fully attached to Krishna, he becomes more than Krishna. What to speak of becoming equal? When you want to become number one, you are on the same pedestal. But a devotee becomes more. Does he want to? No. But in that special relationship, like a father, mother, like Nanda, Yashoda, Vasudev, Devaki, they have that privilege of being superior to Krishna. So that only happens when you are a bhakta. So your quality is entered into my ears. That is why I am being attracted to you. Somebody might say, but isn't it not very proper for a young girl to express her heart like that? Now imagine, this is not a Facebook message or a WhatsApp kind of thing. This is Dwapar Yuga. And it's unheard that somebody could do something like that. But Rukmini is described as the daughter of a diplomat. I mean the daughter of a king. So by hearing how diplomats get their things done, she is very expert at diplomacy also. Later you will find she is telling Krishna, I will tell you exactly when to kidnap me. Don't come in the palace because some of my relatives might try to obstruct and they might be killed. So she wants the whole operation to be as painless as possible. So she says, according to our custom, there is a ritual where I have to perform Devi Puja, Girija, Durga Devi's Puja. So I will be going to the Durga Devi's temple. Because it is part of the ritual, only my female attendants will be, my sakhis would be near me. There will be no male soldiers nearby. So as soon as I finish the puja, which should be by this time, I will come out and then I will be supposed to be sitting on a chariot or something going back to the palace. That is a very good time. So, well thought of. As they say, well begun is half done. So she has already planned everything. But what if the prudists say that? How can you say that, such a shameless thing? She answers this question in the last line. She says, hey, don't blame me for being shameless. Just read the last line. Twai. You. You are the cause. Twai achyuta. O infallible. Your good qualities, they are such qualities that they have vishyati chittam. They have entered my heart. And your qualities have made me shameless. Apatrapa. Trapa is shame. Not exactly connected, but regarding the tragedy of a conditioned soul, there is a nice verse quoted by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Kamadinam katina katida palita durnideshas tesham jata mai na trapa nopa shanti utrijaitan athayadupate sampratam labdha buddhis tvam ayata sharanam abhayam mam niyung shvatma dasye. The trapa word comes here. He said, hey yadupate, kamadinam, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsara, these six, katina katidha palita durnideshas, they have always misguided me. Durnidesh. Nirdesh is to guide somebody. Durnirdesh is to misguide. They have misguided me. Tesham jata mai. I have told them, I have told all this kam, krodha, lobha, matsara. I am old now. I have sufficiently experienced this material life. Leave me. And they are so shameless. They are saying, no. I can't get relief. Like Mrs. Prabhupada's example. Somebody tells the government, I served you from the age of 23 till 60. Now relieve me. I say, okay. You retire. And we gave you salary while you are working. And now that you are no longer working, but in accordance with the good services that you have rendered, will give you some pension. So pension is like you don't work, but you still get something. Why? Because of the loyalty shown. So this Brahmana is telling, I have served kama, krodha, lobha all my life. I am telling them now, leave me. So what to speak of giving me some pension, that is okay, we'll give you some relief, okay, you don't need to serve. They are saying, hey, we are not satisfied yet. So he is saying, by the causeless mercy, utsrejaitan, I have decided to give it up. I can't have any holidays in serving kam. I can't get any salary. So just see this employment. No holidays, no salary, no relief, no pension. So he says, I just have decided I'll quit the job. Normally we can't quit, but this Brahmana is saying, I know how to quit it. I have decided to quit serving them by accepting your service. Labdha buddhis. Now I have received some knowledge. I am knowledgeable now. So, tvam niyung shatma dasye. Please give me your service. Because if I serve you, that means these six masters won't be troubling me for serving them. And that is how Rukmini Devi taking the post of a... Many times devotees feel that when you read these six prayers, seven prayers, she almost takes the post of a living entity. And that is proper. The bhav is proper. The acharya explained, Rukmini is never separated from Krishna. We wonder that... spiritual life means trying to get good qualities and trying to improve your understanding of this world. And how do we describe the love affairs of God? I mean, suddenly it's like it's a bit of a strange topic, isn't it? No. This is what Gaudiya Vaishnavism is about. Now, we don't discuss... Forgive me for saying this, but children don't discuss their parents' love affairs, right? In Indian society, it is not considered proper. Now, you can't ask your parents, how did you fall in love with each other? Or that conjugal rasa is away from the
children. So why do we in Krishna consciousness describe these things and why do we discuss them? If done in a proper way, it is the sure shot formula for relief from material pangs. Rukmini Devi very carefully says here, when somebody hears your good qualities with attention, harato angatapam, it gives relief from material distress. Our acharyas, the Gaudiya acharyas, they give the safest procedure for relief from material distress. At the same time, not getting too entangled in Krishna's love affairs. The very word affair is having a negative connotation. The very word love, there is no love in this material world, Prabhupada used to say. So they look like love affairs. It looks like Rukmini has never met Krishna and she has only heard about him. Later she talks of suicide. She says, if I don't get you, I won't live. So we may say, hey, this is exactly like that novel I read. No. That novel is exactly like what you are reading here. People would like to do this kind of thing. Like many would like to have a Rukmini write a letter to them. No problem with that. But how many would like to rescue her from armies? Take that bold step and take her away. So Krishna is not just a sort of a, there's an English word for it, a dandy kind of lover who's just like dressed nicely and, you know, put on makeup, and he is chivalrous, he's courageous, and the best part is he deserves. Rukmini is his own internal potency. They can never be separated. But they act like she's far away and he's here only for the sake of rasa nishpatti. There's a lot of devotional mellow which comes from this. Everything which Krishna does, it gives a topic for discussion. Unlike the material world, where sometimes there is no topic for discussion, you have to make something up. It's a fact. In the 30s, the decade of 1930s, the BBC is supposed to have said, this is the British Broadcasting Corporation and today there are no news. Why? Nothing happened which is newsworthy. I mean, they're honest. But fast forward, 2014, if somebody is a reporter and he tells the boss there is no news, he says, I'll fire you, get something. So then they have to make something, oh, this politician sneezed for the seventh time today and this particular actress ran with her 17th husband who is now in his 14th marriage. This is not news. Previously, you were the enjoyer, so-called the consumer, and the news or the TV or whatever you watch, that would be the product which you would be consuming. Very subtly, things have come back to normal in this material world. Now, you are the product and the advertiser is the consumer. So every time you Google something, every time you use the free services, Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever, you may say, if WhatsApp is worth 19 billion, how it is free for me? Because in that 19 billion, your 5 cents are also there. Your own contribution. You don't know how they exploit you. And as long as you are in ignorance, you are happy. And that's the law of this material world. But in the spiritual affairs, Krishna is the enjoyer. Rukmini is the enjoyed. We take shelter of the acharyas, understand what's going on. Not only it is sweet to hear, it's nourishing for the heart, it also, as a byproduct, gives us
relief from material distress. And that is the main reason why Krishna comes and enacts these beautiful pastimes. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna, there are some important announcements. Today's breakfast prasadam is sponsored by Usha Rao Mataji, sister of His Grace Nitya Krishna Prabhu, on the occasion of her birthday. Let us express our best wishes, gratitude and prayers by loudly chanting three times, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Also, there is Varishtha Vaishnava meeting is going to begin now in Lakshminarayan Hall. Hare Krishna.